This is Dr. Mejia speaking for the patient Catherine Clark. Medical record is 158698. That was 12/12/1960. Referring physician, Dr. Paul Jung, J-U-E-N.
No.
Procedure performed colonoscopy and EGD, secondary procedure biopsies. Date of the procedure, December 20th, 2023. Indications, abdominal pain, early satiety, screening for colon cancer, prior history of colitis. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1, polyp in the body of the stomach, number 2, diffuse gastritis, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, sigmoid colon polyp, number 5, otherwise pneumocolonoscopy, paragraph. Default insertion, second portion of the duodenum of the AGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, terminal ileum, complication non immediately, medication aspirin, motor anesthesia care. Withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph. Opera procedure, aspirin. Double template, terminal ileum, was examined, paragraph. Findings, otopharynx, pyanoma, paragraph, esophagus. Appeared normal, pure paragraph stomach, diffuse erythema in the body, biopsy taken, radish pylori, pure paragraph, diminutive polyp in the body of the stomach, biopsy taken, pure paragraph, duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, pure biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, celiac disease, pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, pure sigmoid colon, diminutive polyp, a 3 mm spell, co-biopsy, polypectomy performed, pure paragraph. Descending colon, appear normal, pure paragraph. Hepatic flexure, sorry, transverse colon appear normal, pure paragraph. Hepatic flexure appear normal, pure paragraph. Ascending colon syncope appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, polypathology reports, number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinically. Next number. Patient will need a repeat colonoscopy. Patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years.